Hello and welcome to this anthology poetry podcast. I'm Mrs. Dahl, and joining me to discuss the Prelude by William Wordsworth are
Ava Winterson,
Chloe Brown,
Sky Mather.
Okay, we don't mind where or when you listen, but if you're in a position to take notes, you should grab a pen and paper. Okay, so we're going to start with the Prelude, so I'll read this one through first before we start any questions. And in the frosty season, when the sun was set and visible for many a mile, the cottage windows through the twilight blazed. I heeded not the summons. Happy time it was indeed for all of us. To me, it was a time of rapture, clear and loud. The village clock tolled six. I wheeled about, proud and exulting like an untired horse that cares not for his home. All shod with steel, we hissed along the polished ice in games, confederate, imitative of the chase. And woodland pleasures, the resounding horn, the pack loud bellowing, and the hunted hare. So through the darkness and the cold we flew, and not a voice was idle with the din. Meanwhile, the precipices rang loud, the leafless trees and every icy crag tinkled like iron, while the distant hills into the tumult sent an alien sound of melancholy. Not unnoticed, while the stars eastward were sparkling clear, and in the west the orange sky of evening died away. Okay, so that's the Prelude by William Wordsworth. What's it about?
So this specific one is about William as a child and how he's enjoying his childhood life. He's enjoying the winter, but he's looking over into the distance and he can see sadness, he can see melancholy, and he can see that his future might not be as good as his life was currently as a child.
Okay. Anything else to add?
I think it's like that he's remembering back of that time and joy and thinking about at that same moment how much bad there was in the world. Like the word meanwhile is like all that good is happening to me and that's all I see. But there is still this darkness and this melancholy that's like looming in the future.
It's like looking back on it like his childhood, and he's in this bubble of innocence and pure like excitement and enjoyment, whereas there's a whole chaos going outside his little bubble.
Yeah. Do you think we all do that as children?
Yeah, definitely.
We're really not aware of the outside world quite, no. You know, as children are we? We're just all about ourselves and just having fun.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. I think you can relate to it because you can think, yeah, we do that. We, you know, he's having fun with his friends and skating. But it's as you get older, you know, that surrounding all that, there is this kind of darkness in the world. Okay, so what do we think the poet's reason for writing this poem is?
Well, I mean, I know some of the context, and it says his mother died when he was 8 and he was orphaned when his father died. So maybe it like relates to the poem because this was must have been like just before he was orphaned. Obviously he was happy, and then as you were saying, the darkness creeps in and he loses his innocence, and that's what he realizes when his parents die, that it's not all happy and it's not all gonna be amazing for forever. There's always gonna be something that will throw you off nature's course.
Yeah, and he links it to nature, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So he links the darkness to nature, and because this poem is taken from, it's a massive poem, this poem. It covers 14 books. I had to study for A-level. Okay, so it's a huge, huge poem, and a lot of it is about that kind of thing where you've got this darkness along with nature, along with joy. Okay, so right along. So it's true to life, isn't it? So how can we link this to loss of innocence? How can we link this poem to the theme of loss of innocence?
Because it's suddenly like he's innocent for the first half of the poem, and then the second it says meanwhile, it's showing how like he's gradually losing the innocence. And at the very end it said the orange sky of the evening died away. So that could suggest like it's not just the sky dying away, it's his
innocence.
It's innocence, his happiness, it's all of that dying away as well.
So meanwhile is the volta, isn't it? It's the shifting focus. Yeah. It moves from people to nature, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And brings in that darkness. So it does, that's showing that loss of innocence as well. What about change and transformation is another theme for this one?
I think it's shown by how not only is the weather and clearly changing in the poem, it's shown how you change as you grow up.
Yeah.
You start to see things differently, feel things differently. Even just the way you act is so much different compared to how you are when you're younger.
Yeah. How's nature explored in the poem then, the theme of nature?
Well, it obviously mentions like the actual surroundings. Like at the beginning, it talks about woodland pleasures, and but then it moves on to talk about like distant hills and it talks about the actual ice rink and everything. So I feel like it's linking to not just like his nature, but it's linking to like the actual surroundings around him.
Yeah, it does. And all of Wordsworth poems are based on the place he lived. He lived in Lake District, and he includes a lot of that in his works. So sense of place is another theme.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe he felt at home when he was on the ice,
he's
clearly getting a lot of comfort and a lot of joy out of being on the ice, playing with his friends, being out in the nature.
Plus it does say that care's not for his home, so like he doesn't want to go home because that's what he feels like his
he's
home.
He's having that moment.
He's living in the moment, even though he comes to realise that moment's not going to last forever.
Yeah, so that's his place.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the place he's happy.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick a quotation each from this poem that you would advise people to write about, which ones would you go for?
Maybe sense an alien sounds.
Okay.
Because aliens are seen as like strange and like weird or stuff like that. And I feel like it's good to write about because when it's talking about his future in the distant hills, it's talking about that. And it mentions the alien sound because it's so strange for him because he's happy in that moment. The thought of being sad one day is just so strange and so peculiar to his mindset.
Yeah, it's a contrast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But that contrast between the sounds of children when he's young and happy, and then the alien sounds, the sounds that he didn't know about when he was younger, and it maybe is more of those sad sounds. What are you going to go for, Skye?
So through the darkness and cold to be flipped, I feel like this shows how unaware of the world they are, because they're going through all of the darkness and cold, and they're enjoying the moment. They're not taking notice to the fact that it is dark and cold.
Yeah, they're just enjoying it.
Yeah.
And flu, that word flu, it gives like a kind of energy. And you can imagine young children, can't you? Because we've got that energy.
More energy when you're younger.
Definitely.
I guess mine's kind of two, but I'd go for rapture and then compare it with melancholy. Because it's like the feeling of intense joy of rapture when he's young and he's a child and he's carefree.
Yeah.
But then the melancholy and that sense of like unhappiness and depression and sadness sinks in as he gets older.
Yeah, again, we've got that contrast between the beginning and the end, haven't we?
Yeah.
It shows clearly the changing in him and the transformation in him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have we got anything else we'd like to add about the poem at all?
Well, talking about context-wise, it's also like a loss of innocence because later on in his life, he had 5 children. And by the time he died, 3 of them were dead. So like, it's sort of like showing how like the melancholy and the darkness, it's there, but he just doesn't know it yet. Obviously, it's distant in his future. But when he was writing the poems, he was looking back. So this entire poem is a memory, and the end is comparing how his life is now to what it was like. So like, it's talking about the darkness because he knows the darkness is there when he's older. Because he's experiencing it, but he's looking back on when he was little and he's saying how he didn't know it was there, and he thought it was going to be happy and joyful forever.
So we've got that rapture of having children,
mm-hmm.
and the melancholy of losing them. So we've got that idea again, that contrasting idea
that must have run through his life, and that's why he's chosen that as his memory.
Yeah. I feel like he's trying to say how innocence and the childlike wonder they have is fleeting, and it's only momentary.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're grown up.
That's lovely.
So cherish it while you do have it, and let it be nurtured and protected.
So if you were in an exam situation and this was your poem in the exam, this was the one you were given, what would you link it to?
Death of an Alchemist.
Yeah. I feel like that's the most
on transformation, yeah.
Change and transformation.
And they're both
loss of innocence, yeah.
And as you get older, you change your ideas, both linked to nature. So that's a really good one. Most obvious one, I think.
Yeah.
That would be a really good comparison. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.